Last week, 1,500 U.S. Army soldiers rolled into Arizona in the largest domestic deployment of active duty military to the border seen in decades. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michel Marisco reports on their first mission in Arizona's biggest border town.
Aesthetically pleasing, it's not.
Newly elected Democratic Mayor Arturo Garino was just finalizing details on Election Day last Tuesday when the Army arrived in Nogales and started erecting coils of glistening razor wire along the tops of the border wall that separates his small U.S. town from its sister in Mexico.
All right, razor wire, concertina wire, is not what you want to see on a fence with two countries that have been friends and traded forever.
President Donald Trump announced a little more than a week ago that he was sending troops to the border to support the country's customs and border protection.
And now here we have a wire and downtown, you know, in puro downtown.
The military action is called Operation Secure Line.
Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Colonel Larry Dewey, commander of the 16th Military Police Brigade at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Dewey and his counterparts in CBP explained Friday that the main reason for the buildup was a caravan of Honduran migrants making its way up to the border from Mexico.
Our mission is not to stop the caravan of migrants. Rather, we are here to support CBP personnel so they can continue to serve in a law enforcement capacity and encourage and enable the lawful and peaceful immigration.
Rodolfo Carich, chief of the Border Patrol's Tucson sector.
As you are very much aware, over the last few years, we have seen significant increases in the number of Central American families and unaccompanied children who have been arriving at our border. Been dramatic increases for us.
At some points on the border, he said illegal crossings have doubled.
The status quo is not sustainable. We're all seeing huge influxes of people arriving, and we haven't even started to talk about the caravan, which I will hear shortly.
The migrants reportedly intend to seek asylum in the U.S. through Tijuana. By Friday, CBP had brought in pallets of children's cereal, animal crackers, baby wipes, and diapers to prepare for them should they come to Nogales. And they've coordinated with northern Mexico officials and charities in the U.S. to help care for them. But officials say they worry that the migrants will try to storm the border. Petra Horn, acting director of CBP's Tucson field office.
Thank you for your question. So our goal is if individuals are wanting to seek asylum, they need to do so in an orderly fashion.
Of the several hundred migrants who arrived peacefully last spring, 93% passed an initial interview with CBP and were allowed in. Horn says this time may be different.
Well, I can tell you that in Nogales, where we sit today, this past week, we have had multiple groups trying to run through our vehicular lane. So it is already happening. We're wanting to get the message out in advance to inform these individuals not to do that.
Standing on a street corner in downtown, Vicente Valdez was talking about the buildup with a friend. The U.S. has the right to secure its border, he says. But it's turning that into a nervous psychosis. At the county building, Supervisor Bruce Bracker says military presence is a classic symptom of Washington, D.C. not working with local officials.
If they'd come down and ask people on the southern border, what is it that you need? We would tell them the first thing that we need is we need personnel. We need personnel in for customs, and we need personnel for Border Patrol.
At the port, carrying two heavy shopping bags, Mexico resident Alicia Romo prepares to cross back to her native Mexico. Like Bracker, she preferred the U.S. spend resources to speed up border crossings for visitors like her instead. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, reporting from Nogales, Arizona.